Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Well, it's not Friday, but it's the day before Friday. And that's good news. It's also raining out, so if you're heading out to get your day started, just keep that in mind. You know what's amazing to me?
What's that?
I come into Charlotte from Waxhaw, like, just beyond Ballantyne.
You make it sound like you live three states away.
I mean, I'm in a different time zone than Roy in Southend. There's no doubt about that. But, but what's amazing to me is how many people are unaware that their bright headlights are on and just don't turn them off when another car is coming. You know, that's the rule. So, like, I'm driving down Ray Road in Ballantyne, and there's not a lot of traffic, so I put my brights on. But the minute another car shows up coming the other direction or I come up on a car, I turn my brights off. I must have passed this morning, I'm not joking when I say five cars from my area all the way to Uptown here in Southend with brights on.
Well,
and I don't know if people just don't know they have them on and forget to turn them off, or they just don't care.
You didn't flash them, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, you flashed the lights there?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the like call on that is, because then I hear the urban legend that it's like people come up behind you and like...
That's to
like
kill
a,
you?
Yeah. It's like a, yeah, it's like a signal or something.
Yeah. Right. And then I thought it was for the police, like to let somebody know that there's police up ahead.
That's the other thing, is you flash the lights to let people know that there's a cop sitting doing radar.
Yeah.
That's the best move. That's how we could work a buddy system.
That was what you used before Waze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It was just crazy, and it's so annoying because I was right here at Tryon and like West.
Yeah.
And the car right across from me had their brights on. We were at a red light. And I'm like, covering my eyes.
Yeah, sometimes they do that because they have like a normal headlight out and they're trying to hide from the cops. They don't want to get pulled over.
True. Maybe you're right.
But, you know, I had a buddy of mine who had a really low riding car. And because you have a truck, so this is different. But when he was in the car, all the headlights went right into your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So he always thought everybody was driving with high beams
and
on.
And yelling.
Yeah. And I'd never had the heart to tell him. I'm like, bro, you know.
It's you.
It's you. It's not. No, like, no one's driving with high beams on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Welcome to a Thursday show where we got a brand new War of the Roses at 7:50. Do we have a CIAA cheater on our hands?
Ooh.
We're going to find out. Ooh. Shauna thinks that maybe her man Dion is cheating on her. So we're going to have that for you. A brand new War of the Roses at 7:50. Plus, we're giving away $500 every single morning.
Yes, you never know when we could be calling your name. All you have to do, go to kiss951.com. Find the Wake Up and Win. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL morning show. If we call your name at that time, you call us back, get the cash. Very simple.
It is really simple. Up next, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and tell you women in Mexico are, they're getting married, Loren, but they're not marrying men. They're not marrying women.
Okay.
Women in Mexico have taken to a new trend. They're marrying inanimate objects. We'll tell you what they are coming up in less than 10 minutes. Women in Mexico are indeed getting married. That trend is going up in Mexico. But they're not marrying men. They're not even marrying women. Nope, they're marrying trees.
Trees?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, preserving nature or some crap?
They're activists who have these marriage ceremonies to raise awareness about illegal logging, which is actually taking over the region. You know, I'm not a tree hugger, but I do know that there's like illegal logging going on in Central and South America where these companies come in, take down hundreds of trees, and then by the time the authorities get there, it's too late.
Yeah.
And they don't replenish.
Yeah, we can't do that. Well, we won't have any more air to breathe if they keep doing that.
Yep. The Marry a Tree event is meant to honor the environment. The wedding event was led by a actor and environmentalist, Richard Torres, who married a tree in Colombia in 2014. They currently are still living together.
Do you exchange branches? Or
yeah. So like, I have a serious, serious question. What happens when you actually want to get married to a person? Do you have to divorce the tree?
You have to get an annulment?
Yeah. Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Can I root up the tree and take it to my hotel room?
I mean, it's till death do us part. Are you calling the loggers then?
Yeah.
And even though you can't actually marry the tree, of course, it's a symbolic gesture. It is more marriage and lets others out there, you know, be aware. And we're doing it right now. We're just talking about it.
Yeah.
Richard Torres says he's super happy married to a pine tree. And they're raising 1,500 pine cones. together.
That's the worst tree I'd want to be married to. I wouldn't want to be married to a pine tree.
It's all sappy?
Yeah, I want to be married to like an oak or something strong. You know what I mean? Or something that makes cherry look wood or something. I don't know.
Hey, somebody said the tree in the California Red Forest that you can drive through is no longer, it fell or it died.
Well, that's sad.
You know, can anybody confirm? You guys know what I'm talking about?
I've seen
the
it.
The redwood trees?
Yeah, it's a redwood.
Yeah?
I've seen it.
Somebody told me. I think it was this weekend.
Is there only one?
Well, there was a famous one.
Well, I saw an article of like all the things that will no longer exist in our lifetime. You want to talk about a depressing list that makes you want to travel.
Yeah, sure enough. Sorry, Roy.
No, you're good, bud. I was done with that sentence.
I wanted you to share. Can you send me whatever the list that was?
So you could travel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the list?
A list of things that will no longer exist in our lifetime.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, like the stuff in Greece and, you know, all the ruins. And,
mm-hmm.
There's evidently some really cool old history stuff, but there's a war going on, so it's being destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you can get, and this is just a travel tip because you guys know I love to travel, but if you can get to Europe, there is an airline there that you can buy tickets to, like, random places.
Yeah.
For, like, $70. So, like, if you got to Europe, then you could fly from Venice to Greece for, like, $70.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So what happened with the tree?
So the tree, yes, that iconic tree that you can drive your car through fell in a winter storm on January 9th of 2017.
Ooh.
That's sad.
They have there's, like, the
sign talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, though.
Yeah, I know. It happened over a year ago, and I didn't even know.
That's sad.
Yeah, there it is. Like, you can drive through it.
Oh, see? Yeah. I remember seeing it. It's been in the movies and stuff.
Yeah. Now people are just standing in front of it. Can they rebuild it?
So, wait, they didn't haul it away? It's just laying on the ground?
I don't know. Maybe people go visit it, you know?
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, if King's Dominion and Carowinds can build cool stuff, you know what I mean? If, like, amusement parks can have.
Yeah.
Maybe they can rebuild it.
Have y'all ever done the Angel Tree in South Carolina?
What's that?
I don't know, honestly, because we tried to go down one day and drove all the way there, and the park was closed.
Really?
That's awesome. Angel Tree.
And it's like almost all the way to Charleston.
Yeah, you're right. The Angel Tree.
Yeah.
Angel Oak Park on John's Island near Charleston. The tree is estimated to be 400 to 500 years old.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the oldest tree
the
second oldest
tree
in America.
Okay, it looks like a giant spider.
Yeah.
Or one of those cool rides at the carnival.
Well, there is a cool place in Charleston where all the tree branches make a tunnel,
uh-huh.
And you could drive through a tree tunnel. I've done that. That's pretty cool.
That's weird. There's a picture of the tree, and there's Dallas.
Yeah. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
If you missed yesterday's Confession Wednesday at 7:50, we took a confession call from a guy who took money to not be a witness in a disturbing case. If you missed it, we'll replay that for you. It's a must hear this morning. We'll do it in under 10 minutes.
It's 95.1.
Want to be $500 richer just by listening to the MRL Morning Show?
I do.
Okay, Roy, we can make that happen for you.
How, buddy? How?
Go to the website, kiss951.com. You know this website? We have it.
I've heard of it.
It's ours. We owns it, and you can type in your name and tell us what time you wake up listening to the MRL Morning Show. Now, we're going to call your name out. Loren, we used to give people 10 minutes to call back, but we've even made that easier for you.
Yeah, now you got 15.
An extra 5 to figure out your life. Call your accountant to figure out what you're going to do with the $500, then you can call
no,
us.
No, you call us first.
Oh, okay.
But you can finish your cup of coffee.
So now you got 15 minutes. And I would say, because we randomly select, I heard that we randomly selected the 7 o'clock hour today. Yesterday was 6. I think the day before was 7. So we're back in the 7 o'clock hour now. If you signed up to play Wake Up and Win and you are playing in the 7 o'clock hour, I would make sure you're listening.
And let's say you wake up and you're always listening to us at this time and you're like, well, crap, it's not the 7 o'clock hour. Don't worry. This contest isn't ending anytime soon. We are definitely going to be calling a lot more names at this time that you're hearing our voices. You just never know when.
No, we don't even know when.
You just got to keep listening.
It's random for us.
It is random. Okay. So every Wednesday at 7:50, we do something called Confession Wednesday, and we just never know what kind of confessions we're going to get. And quite honestly, sometimes it's hard to be judgment-free, but that's kind of what we praise our whole Confession Wednesday on, is that you could really call in and get anything you want off your chest, and we won't judge you. And believe me, We've had confessions where you want to judge, cheating confessions, confessions about how someone lied about a pregnancy or someone's child isn't the father's, you know, things like that. Well, this one really came out of left field yesterday. Get a listen to this.
Hey, so nobody knows about this, but a couple of years ago, I was a witness to a really, really bad car crash, you know, and I gave the police my statement and I was supposed to show up in court to testify. But the father of the person who hit the car showed up to me and gave me a lot of money to not go and testify, and I didn't.
Okay.
So you got paid off?
Yeah, this happened years ago. Nobody knows about this. I've never even told my wife.
How much are we talking?
A lot.
Like $1,000?
What's your price, Loren, to not show up to court?
I don't know.
$1,000?
Way higher.
Way higher.
10,000?
A little bit higher even.
Okay. A little north of 10?
This guy's kid was looking at potential jail time. So he was shelling out a lot of cash for silence.
So did you ever keep up with this? Did the guy get off?
Honestly, I did my best to just not look because I was hoping that he would still, you know, be held responsible. But if he wasn't, then I knew it would be partially my fault and I didn't want to have that hanging over my conscience.
So do you feel better telling us about it? I mean, you haven't told anybody in years.
I mean, it feels good to talk about it out loud. I don't know if I'll feel any better once I go back to, you know, being anonymous and no one still knows.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do with the money? Did you spend it?
Once I had it, I kind of took my wife on a really extravagant vacation, and that's actually where I proposed to her.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Confession paid off to not be a witness. That's an incredible story. All right. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
So that was a confession that came through yesterday, and we got a lot of messages from people who were like, that was a truly shocking confession, and a lot of people were saying it was illegal. But I don't know. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I mean, is it though?
Judgment free? I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
That's big time illegal.
I mean, but we don't know if he was subpoenaed to go to court. You know what I mean? Like, how do we know that they even asked him? He said he was supposed to go as a witness, but
you still can't be paid by somebody not to say something.
Wait a minute. If you, me, and Roy are camping, and I don't know. I'm just bringing this up. Something happens in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. And that something that I don't want to get out from the past the three of us. And I pay you both off to not say something. That's illegal.
Yeah.
No,
right?
No, it's not.
I mean, non-disclosures.
Yes, no. Yeah, but you're not paid for non-disclosures.
Yeah, you are.
I've never been paid for a non-disclosure.
I have been.
Really?
Yes, I have.
What's a non-disclosure?
It's where you can't ever say what you saw. I've been paid for that.
I feel like that's aiding, though. Like, if you knew that something was illegal and you didn't say something, then you're aiding.
The problem is when you know something's you should be reporting, I think, a crime.
Right.
Right. So that's what.
Yeah.
So yesterday, this confession to me, again, not being judgmental, but to me, it's more hurtful for the person who was hit. He wasn't there for that person as the witness to say, yes, this guy did pull out in front of him and he is to blame. That's the sad part about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's necessarily illegal.
Is there not a law that if you witness something, you have to say something?
I mean, he didn't go any further and say, hey, the police came to my door or they came and looked for me or I ignored a bunch of messages. You know what I mean? Like, he never got into any of that.
Because let me put it in this angle. Let's say this thing was going to court. Can you pay, let's say everyone's subpoenaed, can you then pay the person that's subpoenaed to not say anything? That's illegal, right?
That's illegal.
That is illegal.
Yeah, that
illegal.
Would be illegal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For 100%.
The mob was known to do that.
Of course.
Yeah.
All this, by the way, is very mobbish. The whole confession
is
a little mafia to me. Like, what goes on in Charlotte?
You never know, man. It's
the Queen
so crazy.
City mob running around 45.
Okay, I didn't say that.
Yeah. Still to come.
There's no mob, Roy.
I don't know, man. We have a confession.
All right.
I love, my friend's dad was definitely connected at one point. And
not here in Charlotte.
Jersey. And his brother, my friend's uncle, used to laugh that we watch sports. and that because he was convinced that every sports outcome is fixed.
Oh, there's a lot of people that believe that. Yeah.
He's like, you're gonna watch the Super Bowl? That's hilarious. He's like, I wouldn't even waste my time. He's like, that's all fixed. Everybody's already paid off. I was like, come on. Don't ruin it. All right, Lorraine, what's coming up in the dirty?
All right, spoiler alert. We know what happens in the finale of The Bachelor. I repeat, we know what happens in the finale of The Bachelor. Make sure you're listening. I won't ruin everything for you.
Okay. And that's next Monday night.
Yes, but I did get a little tip off, so I'll tell you what I'm hearing.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, spoiler alert, and this is just gossip and hearsay. I mean, had a good reliable source. But if you don't want to know what's happening in the Bachelor finale, you might want to turn down your radio for a moment. But Ari...
No, you didn't give anyone a minute.
I'm giving them a minute.
Let's count to five. One... Two, three, four, five. I think that's sufficient.
Okay.
Okay.
What I was going to tell you is Ari is going to have a 3-hour finale. I'm just going to keep bulldozing three.
It's a 3-hour finale?
3-hour finale. Who can sit down and take 3 hours out of their day?
It better be 7 to 10 and not 8 to 11.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to DVR this whole thing and watch it in like increments.
Yeah, there's no way.
But the word on the street is that Ari ends up proposing to one person, and then the show ends, and then they have to refilm because he leaves that person and wants to propose to the other girl.
Whoa.
So that's never happened in Bachelor history. We've had bachelors that have walked away and did not ask either of them to marry him. But if you remember in the Girls Tell All, there was a moment where one of the girls said, Ari, I know what you did, and I think it's really crappy.
Yeah.
And my source says that that's what she was referring to. And he said, I think you understand once it all plays out.
Okay.
So now we have 3 hours of The Bachelor to get through. Thanks for that. You know, he wanted that safer option, I suppose. So Logic just dropped a new song overnight called Overnight. And we've got it for you first.
Oh, can we play the rapping auctioneers?
No, this one's a little different than the last one.
Overnight. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who he reminds me of. Is it Wiz Khalifa or...
Maybe a little Wiz.
Yeah.
He has that sound that I'm like, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I think that sounded a little bit more like Wiz than the last one, though.
Which that guy disappeared, didn't he? Like
he's
had
still
like
around.
A couple hits, like back in like 2011.
He was the one that was with Amber Rose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just celebrated their kid's birthday.
Black and
maybe
yellow,
that's why
black
I feel like
yellow.
He's still around. Yeah. So Amy Schumer, she did say "I do" in a secret ceremony almost 2 weeks ago, but she is now taking to social media to share a funny video about her big day, reliving the moments. And we will retweet that for you at the MRL show so you can see that. Adele, there's early video of Adele now surfacing from 2007 before she was this big powerhouse. And when she was only performing in front of hundreds instead of millions at South by Southwest. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
She sounds completely different. Well, not completely different, but you can tell it's her.
All right, here we go.
I like to dream. Yeah, right between my cell machine.
Oh, that does sound different.
Isn't that very different, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's very untrained almost. Very raw.
I couldn't even hear the echo of the concert. How
like
strange is that?
That is strange. I don't know.
My uniform.
I think the first thing was better.
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't know.
Oh. Coming up,
I can sing along with the first one.
Yeah, coming up in the 7:30 dirty. I'll tell you the one thing that could make Oprah run for president.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you missed yesterday's show, you missed Roy walking on eggs. We're going to have that for you in just about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Want to get Roy and Loren? Kiss 95.1.
So for some reason, there's a cardboard cutout of the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show floating around the building. And it was in our sales manager Beth's office for a long time. And finally, Beth's like, Manny, come take this and, you know, use it for something, whatever you want to do. So, of course, we took it. And we have an office that overlooks our parking deck.
Yeah.
Our giant parking garage. And we share this building with another. We're on the third floor in South End here. We have the whole top third floor.
Sure, but there's offices below us of a bunch of different businesses and government. But then below that, Veda Institute, where they learn how to do hairstyling, and there's restaurants.
Yep.
And it's a very happening area.
It really is. So a lot of people look at our window on the third floor, especially when we put the cardboard cutout up there.
Yeah.
And did you guys see the tweet that we got yesterday from an Veda student?
Someone Snapchatted our window where our cardboard cutout is and did WTF.
Yeah. We're always watching.
Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, my favorite morning show is staring back at me. But during that video, I should play it on the microphone. During that video, her friend is in the car and she's like, is all we're going to have is fried pickles?
I didn't watch the video.
I didn't either. Awesome.
Right, hold on. I'll play it for you.
That's a friend I want.
Yeah. Let's see here. Hold on. Let's see.
I literally brought up a bunch of lunch. Are we only getting fried pickles?
And that's happening while she's filming, you know, she's showing the screenshot of us.
Of us, yeah.
Which is pretty funny. But we have that tweeted at the MRL show on Twitter. It's pretty funny to see the cardboard cutout just staring. It says, when you get in your car and you see they're staring back at you, oh, hey, guys, love the MRL show.
Aw.
So. Yeah, you know, there's some people down there at Aveda that are big fans of the show, and we leave at lunchtime. And so every day I walk down, and they're, like, eating something on the bench.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want
to
buy.
Yeah, and everybody's so nice. They used to wait.
They're like, have some.
They used to wait for Whitney when Whitney would intern here, and all the cameras were around. They would always love Whitney.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we love that Aveda Institute down there. They've always been good to the MRL show.
Yeah.
All right, Roy. Can you explain real quick why in just about 8 minutes we're going to replay yesterday's segment where you walked on eggs?
Because of science, Manny, in honor of science.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So if you squeeze an egg as hard as you can, it will not crack, people. Eggs are actually really strong. Eggshells are really strong. So I take the test and see if I can walk on eggs.
Because people have done it.
People have done it. Even Loren tries it.
Loren tries it as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll find out. Does Roy fail or does he prove the experiment right?
What do you think happens?
I have a pretty good idea. 8 minutes.
You gotta get Incredible Thing. Charlotte Ballet's fairy tale pop blockbuster, The Most Incredible Thing, is a mesmerizing display of talent and creativity featuring music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
In the market for a new car, how about winning one? I'll be out at JT's Kia in Rock Hill this Saturday from 12 to 2. There's going to be food, fun, great prizes, and your chance to win a brand new Kia this Saturday with the Manny from the MRL show. That's me. Hi.
Also, Shamrock Jam. Going down on St. Patrick's Day, Queen Park Social in Charlotte. The whole block shuts down. It's called the Brew Block. It's from noon to 10 p.m. We're going to have a Journey tribute band out there. Tickets on sale now at kiss95.1.com.
Everybody's talking about the Shamrock Jam. Get in it and come party with us. If you want to see the video of Roy walking on the eggs, you can head over to our Insta at the MRL show. It's up there. It's a science experiment. We're going to play the audio for you. We did it yesterday. Does Roy show that the science is right and you can stand on the eggs?
It says that if you apply flat feet or your feet flatly with equal pressure on eggs, it will not crack.
All right, we'll find out in 3 minutes.
I've been hoping someone will love you, let me go.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Roy, give Roy that wireless mic there, Loren.
Yes, hi.
Hey there.
Hey, bud. So we have a KISS banner set down on the studio, and then on top of the KISS banner is 4 cartons of eggs that has been placed in a...
Are
you already out of breath?
Did I say something wrong?
No, but I'm laughing because I'm looking at Roy, like how big Roy's feet are and how big the cartons are, and I think his feet are bigger than the cartons.
You
so
think
I don't
so?
Know if this is gonna work.
I got size 15. Oh boy.
Oh, yeah. Roy's entire foot takes up the entire carton.
Size 15,
you
y'all.
Have 15 feet?
Size 15.
What, how, like, what size foot did you have, like, when you were seven? Were you always a big foot?
Yeah, I've always been a big foot.
All right.
So the science says, and I'm a pretty big fella, but science says that if you have flat feet, you can walk on eggs. Eggs are actually pretty hard because that's how they get protected.
Yeah. And if you take an egg and you put it in your hand vertically and you squeeze it, you cannot break it.
Okay, so I'm going to attempt to walk on top of X.
Okay, I'm going to hold, right? I'm going to
need some help.
So Roy's got four cartons of eggs back to back to back.
They say the first step is the hardest.
I bet.
Let's go slow.
All right, here we go. Roy's taking his first step on a fresh carton of eggs.
Make sure it's flat.
No weight, though, yet. You just have your foot there. No weight. Foot on, foot off.
All right, here we go. You ready? Okay, I'm applying pressure.
More.
Put the mic down lower there, yeah.
Oh, it totally broke. Step one.
Hold on.
Maybe I did something wrong.
Loren, just put the microphone on the ground, okay, and then help him. Like, really, like hold him so it's not...
Wait, he has to put his weight on it regardless. Okay.
All right. I have flat feet. This should work.
Okay, here we go. He's trying the first carton completely smashed. Second carton. Oh, my God.
You are getting
Hang on. Oh, this is eggs everywhere. Okay,
should we try Loren?
All over my shoes.
They say, and let me just try this real quick.
Yeah, I want to try it.
Hang on. They say that if you try to squeeze an egg, it won't break, and I'm going to try squeezing it. Yeah, I'm squeezing it, and it will not break.
Okay.
I'm trying as hard as I can.
Loren wants to try.
I want
to
try.
All right. Loren, you got 60 seconds to try it.
All right. Hold on. I'm going
there's eggs everywhere. It's a slide. Oh, gosh.
Whoa.
What happened?
I'm sliding. There's so much eggs everywhere.
You almost ate it. All right, here goes Loren.
Oh, let me help you.
I have really high arches, though, so I don't know if this is going to work.
Oh, she's on eggs!
It worked?
She's on the eggs! A weight thing.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I love when we do experiments here on the MRL Show. That was yesterday. And Loren, you actually sat on the eggs for how long do you think you stood on those?
Yeah, I think I was on for like maybe 15 minutes.
That's not bad. You stood on the eggs for 15 minutes with your bare feet.
And then when I was laughing, I did break one.
You broke one egg or one carton?
Just one egg.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Hey, just after 7, in about 5 minutes from now, my wife has been out of town for a business trip, and there's one thing that we do that always guarantees an argument. Like, we cannot do it without getting into an argument. So I did it by myself yesterday, so when she got home, we wouldn't argue about it. But I want to know from you guys, Roy, Loren, producer Nicole, and everyone who can hear my voice, what is the one thing that you and your significant other cannot do without it breaking into a fight? 704-570-9595. What's the one thing you do that always leads to an argument?
Perfect night. WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So if you want to win $500, it's very simple. We're paying you to listen to our show. If you go to kiss951.com, there's a thing that says wake up and win. There you could tell us your name and what time you wake up with the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name at that time, you got 15 minutes to call us back, and you get the cash, where you will be calling another name in this hour.
Cool. Yeah, and it's real easy, man. Just keep 704-570-9595 in your phone, that phone number. That's our request line to get through. You'll talk to producer Nicole, and away you go. So my wife, by the way, my name is Manny. I'm married. If you're just joining the MRL show and you're not familiar with the cast members, I'm Manny. I'm married going on 7 years with a 5-year-old and a newborn due in August.
Which we're about to find out the gender soon.
Yay.
Yes.
My name is Roy. I'm another co-host here with my, and I'm not married. I have a boyfriend and I live in South End and.
A fresh haircut.
A fresh haircut.
Yeah, you do.
By the way, I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains. So,
I'm Loren. I'm from Miami and I've lived here for like 5 years now, but I've been married to my husband for 8 years and we've got a son named Cashton.
And Loren's husband's name is Dallas, and he's an awesome member of the show. He has no idea that we talk about him as much
all
as we
the time,
do.
Yeah.
And yes, those are all of our real names. Yeah. Dallas, Loren, and Cashton.
I know.
Don't they sound like the royal? Like from like the Queen of England or
yes.
something?
Yes. And they should be living in Malibu, yes.
Yeah.
And then producer Nicole is here with her girlfriend, just moved from Raleigh. She used to work at Bob and the Showgram up in Raleigh years ago, last year, and then we stole her.
You know what's strange is the big, like, so in radio, to our listener friends, some stations, like us, we decide to talk to only to the Carolinas, and we're local to you, and we won't abandon you. Others decide to go syndicate, and they syndicate their show nationwide. Mm. And it's so funny because, like, shows will do exactly what they just did because they signed on.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma or something. Like,
right.
And so they have to, like, reintroduce themselves while the original fans are like,
We know.
Yeah. Well,
we
never really do that.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know.
A lot of people
and our
might...
show grows. Our show keeps growing. But it's so funny to hear a big major syndicated show has to introduce themselves to an audience of 200,000 across the nation.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, here on the MRL show, we talk a lot about our relationships and all that great stuff that goes on in our lives. We put our lives out there. And Melissa and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
So the one thing my wife and I cannot do, no matter how hard we try, and boy, we hug each other, we smile before we do it, we try and bring it with the best energy.
Yeah.
We cannot sit down and pay bills together without it turning into an argument. It is.
What do you argue about? Just like you're spending too much?
From that to like Amanda loves like so I like to wait to the deadline, Melissa. So if a bill's not due until the 16th, Amanda wants to pay it on the 2nd. I was like, babe, let's pay something else and leave that till the 15th. We'll pay it online and it'll go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm always afraid I'll forget.
Oh, Amanda has a whole grid. Uh-huh. She's really good at it. And it's like that. And then it's like, I want to pay bills off. And she's like, I don't want to pay this bill off or I don't want to pay this credit card off when we can use this money here. You already see it's a tense situation amongst married couples.
You know,
I'm sorry, Mamie, but you need to let her handle it.
Yeah that's what it sounds
like. So, Melissa, I do. And my job is to put stamps and return envelopes because she likes paper bills, y'all. She still writes checks.
What?
Does not like doing the computer.
What?
Yep.
But the computer is so easy.
She can't track it. She needs to track it.
It's done immediately.
I'll let her do her thing. But Melissa, last night she was coming home from New York, and I paid the end of the month bills before she got home, and I had a whole grid written out for her, everything I did, and she was so happy. So we didn't even argue.
No, you didn't get in trouble.
No, I
good
got it done beforehand. And she goes, I'll double check everything in the morning, but.
Wow. And you didn't. You don't think you messed up?
I don't think I did. I just went through.
Didn't you have a month? Like a year ago where you accidentally paid your mortgage twice. I remember that whole thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bank account loved that.
Let me tell you how so last minute I am. The fact that we had a short February screwed me up. I thought I had an extra 2 days.
Yeah, no, like, everything's due. It's March 1st, Melissa. What is it that you and your significant other can't do without arguing?
We cannot do long distance driving.
You can't be in the car together for...
No.
A long periods of time. Not,
especially like holiday travel when there's lots of traffic.
So what do you end up arguing over?
He just cannot handle being in the car. He gets antsy.
Yeah.
Road rage.
No. You guys argue over music?
And it yes.
Yeah.
And so it's long distance driving is not a good idea.
It's just not your thing.
Thanks, Melissa. Thank you for listening.
Let's bring in Molly from Oaksboro. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hello, hello. What do you and your significant other argue over?
Well, it sounds terrible, but who's the favorite parent?
Do your kids play into this,
say,
too?
You're a daddy's boy. And I'll say, he's mama's boy.
Yeah.
And
funny.
How do the kids play it? Right down the middle?
Yeah, he knows we're joking. It's all in fun, and then we all just laugh. But, yeah, that's my baby.
That's funny. Thanks, Molly.
This is Andrew in Rock Hill. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. So what is the argument that you and your significant other always get into?
We cannot agree on how to discipline our fur babies.
Oh. The dogs. Or cats.
You know, I'm more old school. We've got two beagles that are both rescues. One's a year old, the other's 3 years, and the one-year-old is still trying to figure out, like, what not to do. So whenever he does something bad, I'm more like, rub his nose in it, maybe give him a pop or whatever. But she's more, just put him in the cage, like, they'll be fine. Like, no, that's not teaching them.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you got to come to a common, common ground. And the one thing I do know about beagles, I remember my friend had one, is they're super stubborn, aren't they?
Yes, very stubborn.
Hmm.
That's why I got the boxer breed, because the boxer breed is like they always react to positive reinforcement.
Ah,
okay. They're like kind of a happy breed. So if when Kasia, when I was training her, if she would poop on the carpet, I would say no. And then I would take her outside immediately and I'd be like, good girl, this is where you go, And then she's tended to work. But I don't know about beagles.
That's good.
Hey, Lauren and Charlotte, what do you and your significant other can't do without arguing? Lauren?
Hello.
Hi, yeah, you're live with the MRL Morning Show. Welcome.
Hey, sorry, I couldn't hear you for a second.
No, that's fine.
So we fight about how to pronounce certain words.
Oh, you're married to Roy?
Yeah.
I know. I can't pronounce anything.
Surprise. Yeah. No, but he's Midwestern, and so we pronounce egg, and he says egg with an A, and it drives me literally insane.
Yeah, our boss Quagmire does that.
Yeah, so we'll go through different things, and we literally will argue about it for 20 minutes, and I'm like, I can't hear anymore about it.
Wait, I'm sorry, Lauren, are you married or just dating?
Just dating. Yeah,
so
just
is
dating.
This now? I'm asking in a serious way. Is this an unmarriageable offense that he's committing for you?
It is not, but I just keep proving him wrong because I'm a teacher, and so I'll look up the specific way how to say the word, and then I just get to prove him wrong. So, no, as long as he keeps telling me that I'm right, we're good.
All right, Lauren, not a deal breaker.
Lauren's got something that Amanda has in her, and
she wants to be right.
She wants to be right. Boy, does she need to be right. I could care less. If I plugged something into
that's my husband all day long. He has to be right.
See, I don't really care. If I'm wrong and you prove me wrong, I'm like, okay, no big deal. Amanda's like, aha, look. It took us 23 minutes to get here on my route. Uh-huh. Your route would have taken 27 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, Dal's the same.
You got me. Yeah. Lauren going to see how the words are pronounced so she knows exactly, so she's right.
All right. What Dallas and I can't do together? We cannot play any game together. We are both so competitive that it always ends in a fight and somebody's walking out of the room.
Wow.
Sterling's like that. He's very competitive. Yeah. He hates it when I win.
Oh, even going to Topgolf is a whole thing.
That's funny. But it should be fun.
I know.
Should
be.
Does he want to mansplain you at Topgolf?
No. Well, I guess he did when I first started playing golf, but now he doesn't.
Yeah.
It's just he just wants to be better, right?
After I took a 5-iron to him, he really seemed to back off.
Yeah.
Still to come.
We got a bunch of funny tweets, too. My husband can run a business but can't go to the grocery store with a simple list.
Neither can I, though. I love buying more than what's on my list.
It takes you forever.
We always argue what to eat for dinner, LOL, every single day. It's an argument.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and we do the whole thing of, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Yeah, but never mind.
Okay.
Enough of Amanda asked early.
You had to say it.
She asked so early. Yeah. And I'm like, I haven't even gotten through lunch yet. Babe, I don't know what's for, what to have for dinner. She's like, I want to prep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, she sure is. All right, what's coming up?
All right, speaking of planning, everybody wants Oprah to run for president. And there's only one thing that could change her mind at this point. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty.
Some delays here associated with a wreck. Couple of lanes blocked and it's backing up out onto Independence. Traffic brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Protect your family with USAA Life Insurance. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to state availability, issue limitations, and contract terms and conditions.
Money, 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 money. Money. We got lots of it. We're giving away $500 every day. And all you have to do is head over to the website, kiss951.com, to sign up. Tell us what time you wake up with the MRL show. It's called Wake Up and Win. When you hear your name, you got 15 minutes to call us back.
And we're going to be calling out our name in like 3 minutes?
Yeah, any minute.
3 minutes?
Good heads up. Good heads up.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Wake up. Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Go to the website. Look up Wake Up and Win. You type your name in, what time you wake up with the MRL Morning Show. And then a moment like now comes to where we call your name.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people have told us that they're waking up with us right this moment. But we're looking for Chrissy Mixon of Rock Hill. Chrissy Mixon.
What time does she wake up at the MRL Morning Show?
7:20. So she should be listening right now.
All right, Chrissy. You have 15 minutes to call us back. 704-570-9595.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Oprah says, you know, everybody wants me to run for president. I'm just not interested. But there's one thing that could change my mind. She said that after her speech at the Golden Globes, where everyone was calling for her to run for president, she said she had to pray about it, and that she, if she's supposed to run, she asked God to just tell her so clearly that she couldn't even miss it.
I get it.
As of right now, though, she has not put her name into the race.
I've heard that she was quoted as saying she doesn't believe that another celebrity type should be in office, mm-hmm. that it should go to a politician, and she said she has no interest in running, and I don't, like, who wants the job?
Yeah. But,
like, what celebrity? Why would Oprah leave what she has?
I know.
And take Stedman and throw him in the White House?
But, like, her best friend Gail wants her to run really badly. You know, there's a ton of people in Hollywood that really want her to run. I get it. It takes such a toll on you, but somebody's got to step up and do it, Mani.
Thank you.
And you think that somebody's Oprah?
I think that she would be a great candidate. I'd be interested to hear what she says.
You don't know anything about her politics, though.
Exactly, but she hasn't come out and said anything about it. I would be interested to hear what she had to say.
Do you want
to
hear Oprah's tax plan? See, I don't. I want Oprah to sit down and interview someone.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm serious, though.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, for sure.
I know Oprah's Weight Watchers plan.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes.
The point system.
That's what I'm happy with.
I know that.
Well, I do have big breasts.
Do you think we would have a point system, like if you got pulled over?
Listen,
there is a point system.
Yeah, I get 70 points a day, and so I've only used 5 officers. So, yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, do we all get cars when she takes office?
Yes! Yeah. You can get a car. You can get a car.
Oh, I don't know. We try not to get too political, but I mean, that's my own personal opinion. Is like, I don't know Oprah for politics.
Sure.
I want her to interview people. That's what she's really good at. You know?
Yeah, I get it. You know.
All right.
People want to see it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ryan Seacrest, he has been accused of sexual misconduct, and we've been following this for the last few days. E! Is in straight crisis mode right now ahead of the Oscars because a lot of the publicists in Hollywood have said that they are going to steer their clients away from Seacrest interviews on Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, but he came out again and said that, you know, he cooperated, mm-hmm. he did everything right, and, you know, he has nothing to hide, and he is not guilty.
Yeah. He also says that, like, listen, everybody calm down at the network because I have a list of my friends and colleagues that will be doing interviews. So it's, you know, please relax.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. The Oscars are Sunday, by the way.
And plus, a lot of people are already angry at E! Because of
Kat Sadler. So Kat Sadler, if you missed it, left E! News because she found out that her counterpart, Jason, was making twice as much money as she was for the same job. Kristen Wiig could be added to the next Wonder Woman. So Wonder Woman 2, they're in talks with Kristen Wiig to play Cheetah, who is, I guess, the antagonist of this next film. So I don't know. I always see Kristen Wiig as a comedian, and I don't know how she would do in a role like this, so I'm definitely interested to see that.
Cool.
Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift have kept their relationship so private, and I'll tell you how they're doing it.
Ooh, okay. Let's play Can't Be the Rand, 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss95.1.com. Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
We want to give $500. What name did we call out?
Well, we were looking for Chrissy Nixon of Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Do we have Chrissy?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the MRL Show. Who is this?
Good morning, it's Chrissy.
Chrissy! Oh,
so Chrissy, you went to the website, kiss95.1.com, took 2 seconds of your life to do that, typed in your name, told us what time you woke up with us, and now you're $500 richer!
Hey!
Yeah! Woo!
Thank you so much for waking up at 7:20 with us every morning here on the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You guys are great.
Thank you. Even when we get political and the three of us know nothing about politics.
Yeah. No, we didn't get political. We just said it was out there.
Also, could you say we're great louder? Our bosses are hearing.
Yeah, good idea.
Do it again. Say we're great.
You're great.
Her husband's like, who are you talking to? Get off the phone, Chrissy. All right. Congratulations, Chrissy and Rock Hill. What are you going to do with the $500?
I'm a single mom saving up to buy a house, so you guys are helping me.
Yay! Awesome.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much. Hold on a second, Chrissy. You guys can win, too. Head over to the website. Tell us what time you wake up. We'll throw you $500. All right? We'll do it again tomorrow morning.
The main rant on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, boy. We got a noisy phone.
Is this Amaru?
Yes, it is.
Hi. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, Amaru. So just to be sure, make sure you speak up real loud because your phone is a little noisy and I don't want to miss any answers, okay?
All right, I'll make sure I'll do that.
All right, Amaru, let's play Can't Be Loren.
All right, Loren, you got to go. Get up out the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the studio and she is gone. So only you and I can hear the questions.
Amaru is an awesome name. What's the background on it?
It's Incan. I was named after the same guy Tupac was named after, Tupac Amaru.
Incan. I love that. Cool. Here we go. Question number one for Amaru in Huntersville. Happy birthday to this Canadian pop star who started off as a YouTube sensation and now sings The One with DJ Khaled.
Justin Bieber.
Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is at spring training for the New York Yankees. What sport is he playing when he's in spring training?
Baseball.
Question number three, 50 Cent swore under oath that he doesn't own any Bitcoin. Finish his famous lyric, go shorty, it's your
birthday, just like Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Question four, there's always drama with the Kardashians. Scott Disick is supposedly jealous over Kourtney's new boyfriend. True or false, they have 3 kids together, Scott and Kourtney.
Ooh. Go true.
Okay, my mom and I were discussing that yesterday. My mom is a huge Keeping Up with the Kardashian fan.
Which I love that movie.
Yeah, and
so
she
funny.
Loves all the Housewives shows. So she's like, that's Scott, man. He's jealous. Question number five. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were spotted together again, this time in Prague. What talent show is Katy a judge on for this upcoming season?
American Idol.
Good job.
He got them all right, correct?
What?
He got them all right, LeBron, so we're not going to tell you if he got it. We're not going to tell you the score to the end.
Okay. Yep. All right, Amaru. Hold on. Let's see how Loren does. Of course, this is Can't Beat Loren brought to you by Corona Light. Find your beach. It's buzz time. It's lime time, Buzz City. Playing for front row seats to a Hornets game. If you lose, Amaru's in the running for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Happy birthday to this Canadian pop star who started off as a YouTube sensation and is now singing The One with DJ Khaled.
Justin Bieber.
Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is at spring training for the New York Yankees. What sport is he playing in that spring training?
I would say baseball.
50 Cent swore under oath that he doesn't own any Bitcoin. Finish his famous lyric. Go shorty, it's your
birthday.
Question four. There's always drama with the Kardashians. Scott Disick is supposedly jealous of Kourtney's new boyfriend. True or false, they have 3 kids together.
True.
And the last question, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were spotted together again, this time in Prague. What talent show is Katy going to be a judge on for this upcoming season?
American Idol.
Ooh.
I'm not sure
about two.
You don't know what sport the Yankees play?
Well, Russell Wilson doesn't play baseball, mm-hmm. So that's what, I guess, threw me off.
Roy,
but
was
yes,
she
I
right?
know the Yankees are baseball.
She was right. She got them all correct. It is a tie.
Ooh.
Man.
Yeah, he actually signed a baseball contract.
I didn't
know played
that.
Both sports in college and was recently traded to the Yankees.
That's interesting. Yep. So is he still going to play football?
No, he will, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I want to hear before we let you go today, man?
This is Amaru out in Huntersville, and I can't beat Loren, but I for sure can tire.
You sure can. Thanks for playing, man.
You brought your A game, Amaru. Come back again and try.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Known for busting cheaters on War of the Roses, that's exactly why Shauna came to us. She said her man Dion goes ghost around the CIAA. Why does he go ghost? Well, there's a very specific reason that leads her to think that maybe she's cheating. We'll find out as we test a new relationship in under 10 minutes.
Contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office. You'll feel better after you do.
All right, you guys, when it comes to buying diamonds, you want to go to a place you can trust. You want to go to a place where you know that the people that work there care about their customers, not a place like one of those box stores. I'd be a little concerned about that.
Yeah, they don't want you. The box stores don't want you going to the place we're talking about, Diamonds Direct.
No,
they don't want you to go there because when you go there, they educate you. Mm-hmm. They show you the quality. They give you options. They make you a better diamond buyer.
And they have great customer service. I was in there with my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law wanted to go, and she had a little break in her bracelet, and they fixed it for us while we were shopping.
Could you hear me cough? I turned my cough button on.
Well, yeah, I was just worried if you were okay. No, I don't think they can hear me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Plus, the box stores don't want you to go to Diamonds Direct, Loren and Roy, because if you go there, you'll never go back to the box store.
That's true.
That's the number one reason.
That's true. You have to go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. Stop that.
You want a water, buddy?
Yeah, don't
worry. You can get one at Diamonds Direct.
That's right.
They'll give you wine.
They will. Diamonds Direct, Sharon Road, across from the South Park Mall.
There's lots of options.
You can register right now at kiss951.com for your shot at winning a pair of tickets to the CIAA Step Show After Party with BBD, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Chubb Rock, hosted by Belle Biv DeVoe at the Charlotte Convention Center. That's happening tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, so go get your tickets now at kiss951.com. Now, Roy and Loren, speaking of the CIAA, our War of the Roses has the CIAA in it. Shauna thinks maybe Dion's cheating on her because something happens every time the CIAA comes to town. We'll test it in 3 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Shauna, you think your boyfriend Dion is cheating on you? What gives you that idea?
I don't know. He's up to something. We've been together for like 2 years, and every time, you know, I call him or anything, he always responds. But the only time I have a problem with him is when his ex-girlfriend comes back into town. And, you know, it's that CIAA tournament that's going on, and I know she's back in town because I've seen it on Facebook. I was talking. And guess what? He's MIA. Again, I've been calling him, and he's been kind of elusive. I just don't know what's going on.
You say she's in town for CIAA. Like, do you think he, you know, this comes every year. Did he see her last year? You said you were together almost 2 years. Did he go ghost, like, last year at this time?
He did. You know, it was kind of weird. It was like work, you know, oh, I'm going to hang with my homie or something. It was always something. You know, oh, I just need to go get my car tuned up or just, you know, just very elusive and, oh, I'm just tired. I just need to rest, that type of stuff.
Okay, so what is her name? So when we call him, if he sends the flowers to that person, then we know to kind of drill that information.
Her name is Julia, but everybody calls her JJ, apparently.
Okay.
So we'll ask him who he wants to send the romantic roses to. If it's not you, it's Julia or JJ or anyone else, don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card, because that will say a lot for us, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. I want to get to the bottom of this.
All right. Well, let's hope for the best, Shauna. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Dion, please.
This is Dion.
Hi, Dion. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Great.
Pretty good.
I'm calling with some great news. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we are giving away $100 in beautiful red roses, and we picked your name to get those. Congratulations.
Okay. I guess that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send free romantic roses to?
Well, yeah. My friend JJ.
Okay. And what is your relationship with JJ, you said? A friend?
Yes. She's a pretty good friend of mine.
Okay. You know these are romantic roses, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, pretty good friend of mine.
Okay. That kind of a friend, huh?
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with JJ's flowers. What would you like to put on those?
Had a great time last night. Can't wait to see you again. Hit her with a wink and from Neon Dion. You know, she gonna know what I mean by Neon Dion.
Okay.
Really, Dion? Really?
Hello.
Hey, do you remember me? Yeah, this is Shauna.
Yeah, this is War of the Roses with the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. There's no roses.
Oh,
Shauna thought you were cheating on her.
Clearly, she was right.
Yeah,
I'm not cheating. I just, you know, that's just a friend. That's all.
But
you know.
She's that kind of friend, you said.
You did say
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Yep. And
those are romantic roses.
So JJ is the ex who's in town for CIAA.
Julia.
Yes. Yes, that is her. I know it. And I saw it on Facebook.
Where's all this information coming from? I mean, where'd you get all this mess from? Where's all this coming from? I mean,
what do you mean? Where did it come from?
A friend. I just sent them to a friend. That's all.
No, she's more than your friend. She's your ex-girlfriend. I don't understand this, Dion. We've been together 2 years. Every time she comes into town, you always go back to her. I'm like, what does she have that I don't have? You know, I'm trying so hard for you to just love me, and you keep going back to her. What's the big deal about JJ?
She got a big booty.
Really? So you're going to joke about this, Dion?
I mean, hey, she got a nice booty, like a peach, man.
Okay.
So
let's have some respect for Shauna.
But that's how you going to call me in the morning and then tell me, you know?
How are you going to cheat on your girlfriend? Why are you, I mean, you're, dude.
Hey, y'all offered me some roses. I sent them to somebody.
Yeah, it should have been Shauna.
Wrong person.
And it should have been me.
By the way, if JJ's booty is a peach, what's Shauna's?
Yeah.
She's got a little booty. Plum.
How do I have?
A little plum.
Okay.
I knew he'd give us an answer. All right, JJ, listen, I think you're in hot water, bro. I think your relationship with Shauna, who sounds so sweet and caring, is over for an ex who comes into town twice a year for CIAA. So that's good.
Right.
That's
kind of
cold that y'all going to do me like that.
Dude, we didn't do anything to you. You did this to yourself.
Well, I mean, you can't be calling me, offering me roses and money and all that.
Here's an idea.
Nobody
don't
offered
cheat.
Him money.
Yeah, no one offered him money. Yeah. Just don't cheat. How about that?
I just want
to
say,
don't listen to these fools. I'm going to call you. We're going to work this out.
We're not going to work anything out. And if there's anybody out there who doesn't mind a girl with a little booty, call me.
Oh, my God. Listen to you guys.
All right, it's a plum. Plum is a good thing.
All right.
Yeah,
Dion,
exactly.
I'm hanging up on you. All right, Shauna, you got your answer, girl. Your hunch was right. And,
thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. Still to come.
So just after 8 o'clock, we got to get into this conversation.
What?
What just happened?
I don't know, but you're looking at me and laughing, so I'm sure it's something about me.
I'm looking at you. We'll have to replay that, but Dion said that Shauna had the booty of a plum, and the ex had the booty of a peach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So coming up after 8, describe your booty in a fruit. No, I'm joking. Yeah. No, but we do need to talk about, like, what's your best feature? What do you think is your best feature? And it's time to be very, you know, open about yourself and brag about yourself.
Physical attribute.
Like, I put on some new shorts that Amanda got me the other day. And she goes, babe, your booty looks great. Now I know it's a double peach.
Okay.
So 704-570-9595. It's a little vain, and it's okay for us to be vain sometimes.
Well, you need to compliment yourself and know that you're beautiful.
That's right.
Yeah, what body part are you proud of? 704-570-9595. Roy, Loren, producer Nicole, we're all going. After 8, we're going to tell each other.
All right.
You got to get Kiss 95.1.
We've stumped Roy, and I feel bad.
I don't know what my best physical attribute is. I mean, if you like big people, I'm cute in a... You know, I got a little extra pounds way.
Roy.
Right? I guess I got
nice
teeth.
You got nice. No.
What?
No. I didn't mean
Wait,
that you
what?
Don't.
What?
No. That's not what. That's not your best, though. Like, you got. Doesn't he have really, really nice eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy's eyes sparkle.
Okay.
At least under the light that I'm looking at.
Well, it's because I was laughing and crying, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Laughing and crying
at the same time.
704-570-9595. We want to know, what is your best physical attribute? This is because War of the Roses, Shauna found out that her man Dion was cheating on her with her ex during CIAA. Mm-hmm. Apparently, his ex works at one of the schools that's in town, so she comes in every year. And Roy, what did she say that, what did he say that the ex's booty was like?
The ex's booty was like a peach, mm-hmm. and hers was like a little plum.
Yeah. So it got us thinking, like, what's your best physical attribute? And it's okay to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Loren, you want to go?
So I think mine is something that I was really insecure about for a very long time, but it's my calves.
What?
It sounds strange. But I think my best physical attribute is my calves.
Good for you.
And this is the reason I say that. I was always really insecure about how muscular my calves were, but that's hereditary from my mom. My mom's calves are like the size of my thighs, and they are pure muscle. No lie. So for years, I wouldn't wear shorts. I was really insecure about it.
Wow.
And when we had Cash, Dallas always told me, he's like, I hope Cash has your calves. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I think that's a strange thing. But now I'm comfortable with it.
Good.
But it took me until I was 28 to feel comfortable in my own skin.
I thought you were going to say your beauty mark.
Ah.
No.
I like my beauty mark, but that is another thing that when I would do photo shoots growing up, like, people would Photoshop it out, and I'm like,
really?
What?
Really?
Wow.
And I used to have like a snaggle tooth, and they used to Photoshop that out too. When I've now since had Invisalign, yeah. And
oh, good.
You know,
yeah.
Now it's straight. But.
Producer Nicole, your best attribute?
Probably smile.
Your smile, yeah. Yeah.
But I've been told I have nice calves as well.
Nice.
I never knew, like, I've never checked anyone's calves out.
Well, I guess you would say legs, but specifically my calves.
Text Sterling and see what he says. See what your boyfriend says.
What he likes about me?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We wanted to get a dog.
He's going
to
say personality. You got a great sense of humor.
He's such a funny guy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, let him know it's got to be physical.
Yeah, well, he wanted to get a dog, and he's like, well, I want a dog that's kind of fat, that has some rules, that doesn't like to go be running around all the time. And I'm like, that's me. You just named me. I can't compete with a dog. I have fat rolls, and I don't like to go outside all the time.
And this dog so strangely drives a white Ford.
Yeah.
You're his pet.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Bobby and Chesney, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bobby. Oh, my gosh. We're having a good time this morning. It's your time to tout your body. What is it? What's your best attribute?
Well, I'm insecure about a lot of stuff, but I would have to say that my breasts are the best feature.
There we go.
Hey.
Yep.
So are the girls very voluptuous?
They are. And I know I'm going to get picked on at work when everybody hears this.
Picked on or praised. Today it's all about Bobby.
Praising.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
Praising.
Yeah. All about Bobby today at work.
Hmm. All right, this is Melissa and Charlotte. You are live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're really well. We're recovering from the booty like a peach and the other booty like a plum. What's your best attribute?
Mine are my eyes, because they changed from blue to green depending on, like, the lighting that I'm in and if I'm inside or outside.
Probably what you're wearing.
Yeah.
How
like
cool.
When I'm outside and it's sunny, they're, like, a really bright green. And then, like, a little bit of, like, speckles, like, yeah, like one of my friends that like kind of like sunflower and like with yellow. And then if I'm inside, sometimes they're bluish gray. And it just, it depends on the lighting.
That's cool. Cool.
Melissa's got mood eyes.
Yeah. I'm angry. They're green today.
Yeah, don't much. Hey, anybody see Melissa's eye color? Yeah, green. Stay away.
Stay away. Blue is okay.
Good for you, Melissa. That's awesome.
All right, this is Jasmine in Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, Jasmine. Go ahead. Oh, boy.
Jasmine. Jasmine, your phone.
She said lips, though.
Okay.
On the screen.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What's your best physical attribute?
I got to say it's my eyes. My girl loves to see my eyes.
Eyes. All right. What color are your eyes?
Well, she says they range from deep sea green to husky blue.
Hmm.
Wow.
Husky blue.
Who do you get that from? Mom or dad?
I think I get it from a mixture of both. My mom has like the green eyes and my dad has the bright blue eyes and the blonde hair. And it's just like whenever we're out running or doing anything physical like that, I always have these bright blue eyes and she loves it.
Mm. Cool. Be cool if Bobby's like, I got dog eyes. And you're like, dog eyes, what's that? Like husky eyes. Like when a car, if a car it comes at me, my eyes reflect like a dog.
You know, I feel like brown eyes always gets the cold shoulder.
We do.
Nobody ever says that brown eyes are beautiful.
I like brown eyes. Amanda's got hazel. Mm-hmm. I think Amanda's hazel eyes with her red hair and her skin tone is like gorgeous to me.
Let's bring in Kayla in Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
What's your best physical attribute? Just praise yourself today.
I would definitely say my cheekbones. I got high cheekbones for my mom, and so everyone always noticed those.
All of America is jealous because we all contour the everything out of our cheekbones just to look like we have some.
Really? I didn't even know that was a thing. Roy, did you know that was a thing?
Mm-hmm. I contour mine every morning.
That's why women contour.
Thanks, Kayla. Good for you. How about we talk to somebody with a peach booty?
Yes. Hello, Michelle and Hickory.
Hello, guys.
Hello. So we're just allowing people to love yourself and know your inner beauty. What's your best?
Outer beauty?
Well, and outer. Yeah, both inner and outer. Yeah, you should love both.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my fiance is always bragging about my peach.
So you knew exactly what Dion was talking about on that War of the Roses when he mentioned a peach booty.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I heard that, I laughed. That's all I ever hear.
That's awesome. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day, okay? Thanks for listening to the MRL show.
Thanks, guys. Love y'all.
Oh, I love you too.
So, Sterling has not texted back yet. I don't think it requires that much thinking.
Has he seen it? Do you have your receipts on?
No, he didn't see it. I don't know. He doesn't have send receipts on it. But I said, what's my best physical attribute at 8:07?
Has he sent the thinking emoji? With dot, dot, dot.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I already told you, buddy, your eyes.
Good
eyes.
Oh, he's typing now.
Here we go.
Bubble's coming.
Well, maybe we can...
Not playing this game.
Yeah, this feels like a trick. All right, so Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift, they have kept their privacy when it comes to their relationship, and I'll tell you how they're doing it coming up in the dirty.
We'll do that in 10 minutes and give us like 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll tell you what Roy's boyfriend said his best attribute is. Did you get the answer?
Yeah, that's horse crap.
Now you guys are going to find out.
Toss up. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So the Oscars are this weekend, and E! Is freaking out right now with all of these allegations against, this allegation with Ryan Seacrest. Because
it's one woman, right?
It's one woman currently. But we were just talking about, I just said if the possibility of if somebody else came out, I mean, this could go down very quickly at that point. But, they did an investigation. Ryan saying that his name was cleared and, he's telling E! To listen, don't freak out. I have a list of my professional colleagues and friends that will talk to me on the carpet because there are publicists saying that we're not going to have our celebrities speak to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet. And that's why E! Is freaking out right now. There's some even saying the possibility of him being yanked as a red carpet host at this point.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So a lot of people in Hollywood want to see Oprah run for president. But she said that after the Golden Globes, she definitely did not want this job or was not considering taking on the job as president. But she said that she did pray about it, and she basically asked God, like, please give me a sign, like, make this very clear to me so that I cannot miss it if that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
I get it.
Yeah. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have been spotted together again, this time in Prague. I feel like this is one of your favorite couples, Manny.
Yes, I do like Katy Perry and Orlando. Yep.
Roy and I like Orlando.
Minus Katy.
Plus the surfboard.
Plus his little paddle stick.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't little.
Thank you.
But yeah, so there's that. And
what else is going on in the world? Who's in tonight? Do you still have that list for the CIAA? Is that in front of you?
Yeah, I think so. Hang on. Give me a second.
Tonight's Thursday. It's going to be popping. Tomorrow night, Roy's going to Cardi B.
Sure am.
Yeah, so Cardi B is going to be at, and I don't have it, but I remember
Cardi
who it
B's
is.
At World, right?
Luda's coming. Lil Wayne's coming.
Yeah, Lil Wayne is going to be at Oak. Yeah. Luda's going to be at Whiskey, I believe. And then Cardi B will be at World. So if you're looking for a party this weekend, you can always catch up with those.
And then I like Chubb Rock and Bell Biv DeVoe are going to be out tomorrow at the Charlotte Convention Center. Yep. You can get your tickets now at kiss95.1.com, and we definitely got to play some Bell Biv DeVoe at the Free For All tomorrow.
Ah, yes. I love it.
For sure. All right. Are you ready for what's trending, what's hot?
I am.
Great. What does Lauren like?
Okay. So while I was in Utah on my ski trip, I found this bottle of wine that speaks to you. It talks back to you. Now, it's called 19 Crimes, and it's got a picture.
Oh, don't open me.
It does. It has a picture of a guy on the bottle. And when you download the app and you hold your camera phone over the bottle.
Oh, I've seen that.
It speaks to you on the screen. It is so cool.
That corkscrew down. How would you like it if I stabbed you with a bottle opener?
Yeah. But no, he does tell a story. And I think it's really cool. And it's probably something fun, like a conversation piece for a party. But I did find it here in Charlotte as well. So it is available in the Charlotte area.
What does it say?
So each one is different and they all have different stories. So they talk about the crimes that they committed because it's like kind of a mugshot on there. Hence the name 19 Crimes. And we'll have all the information up for you at kiss951.com. You can't resist. Go
You're
ahead.
Pouring me out. I'm dying. And then, like, the last drop, like, no. Like the Wicked Witch. Yeah. She gets more poured on.
No! Nothing.
All right. Hey, this is an interesting article. Where do we find this from? Okay. This came from Yahoo, but according to a couple's counselor out of Chicago, they talked to her, and she said these are the signs that you may be dating a married man. And I thought this was important for us to share because a lot of times we throw it out there like, hey, did you ever find out you were dating someone married? Mm-hmm. And our phones blow up with guys that are dating and married at the same time, especially with social media the way it is now with the dating apps.
Yeah.
So we're going to read a couple of these. Like, one of them is if he's got two cell phones, he might be married. What?
Well, don't we know people in the building that have two cell phones?
You know. If you've got a tan line on your finger.
Yeah. Hey, and the person with two cell phones is married.
Yeah.
If you have a tan line on your finger, you might be married. All right. We'll discuss coming up here in less than 10 minutes.
Hey. Like the coolest thing ever. Okay, bye.
Save more on what you buy most. Join the new Shop and Earn program at FoodLion.com and celebrate the savings in your own special way. Raising our standards without raising our prices. Food Lion, how refreshing.
You know, I have been in the mood for some, was it chicken shawarma? Am I saying that right?
Shawarma?
Shawarma? Oh my gosh. So Nicole and I had lunch at Essex and it was amazing.
I know. I need I had their Korean shrimp tacos.
Ooh.
Or the Korean barbecue shrimp tacos, and I've been craving them ever since.
I know. You gotta go to see our friends at Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown. Especially, bring your family, because on Easter Sunday, they have a brunch that you do not want to miss out on.
Yeah, 10:30 to 3:30 on Easter Sunday, April 1st. And this will be my first Easter in the Queen City, and I'm excited. I'm telling all my family members, we're going to Essex.
Is there an Easter egg hunt?
Inside of Essex?
Yes.
It's called Find the Hummus.
Ah. Yeah, I'd play that.
I'll find it right away. And I'll find the Bloody Marys because there's $6 Bloody Marys during the Easter brunch and $4 mimosas.
All right, go see our friends at Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown.
You hear that?
A.org.
We were talking about your best physical attributes a little while ago, and people are still sending us tweets. And it's amazing how many people say their booty is like a peach.
Yeah.
Bree says, good, I also have the booty of a peach.
So you know how Sterling, I texted him on what's my best physical attribute?
Oh, yeah. Yes. What did he say?
This is what he said. He said, I mean, I like everything, which I don't think that should count. And he said, society would say that you have the best eyelashes. Because evidently my eyelashes are really long.
Yeah, you do have amazing eyelashes.
And so then, of course, when I was like, nothing specific, he then listed off like a ton of specific things.
Now he's like, hit me back with mine.
Your eyes, your ears.
Ears?
He said my ears or not.
Did he know we were doing a radio segment and you just weren't in a moment of weakness?
No, I think he doesn't. I don't think he knows that this is on the radio.
Yeah.
Because he also said a couple things I can't say.
Are there other parts of your body that are like peaches as well?
He likes some other eggplants and whatnot.
All right. KISS95.1, come out and hang out with Roy's boyfriend, Sterling. He's a hoot. He'll be out there at Queen Park Social, I imagine, for the Shamrock Jam, right?
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah. And that's happening on March 17th. St. Paddy's Day is on a Saturday, y'all. This party is going to be so awesome. It starts at noon, runs right through 10. We've got a Journey tribute band out there. Now, tickets are on sale at KISS95.1.com for general admission tickets so you can get in to see the band. Listen, we got to pay the band, you understand. So the tickets are to go get close to the band. There's VIP tickets that you could buy, which come with a green Stein mug as well. Those are $30. General admission tickets are just $20. And it's going to be a great party. We're shutting down that whole area over there. Shamrock Jam. Details are up on the website, kiss95.1.com. Signs you might be dating a married man. Loren, you got the list. I heard you over there talking during commercial.
Oh, yeah, there's some good ones in here.
We'll get to it in 3 minutes.
The Manny Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS95.1.
Elias! Elias, Captain!
You already told us yes.
So our boss, Quagmire, has a plane, and all we want to do is ride in it.
Well, I asked for a little bit. I wanted to go to
We got some concert tickets, too.
I wanted to go to a concert in another city.
We don't want
to
circle the Charlotte airspace. I mean, we do want to go to a destination.
Yeah.
He flew other shows.
He flies. I feel like everybody's been in the plane,
but us.
Yankee Pete's been on the plane.
Yeah.
I've never been. I'm here 6 years. Yeah. I've never been on the plane.
And then I see photos where him and all these other people at the radio station would go to the Palm and celebrate and have a good. Where's our invite?
The times were good back in the day, right?
Where's our invite? You know, we get Wendy's, which I love Wendy's. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to turn that invitation down, but.
Wendy's? When did we even get an invite for Wendy's?
That's true. We don't even get that.
There he goes, down the hallway.
Wherever we have free gift cards, too.
All right, Quag.
All right, so what do you have? It's a list of ways you can tell if a man you're dating is married?
Yes, so these are the signs that you're dating a married man. We already told you he has 2 cell phones, but I feel like that's very self-explanatory. If you haven't met his friends or he doesn't talk about his friends, that's because the other woman...
Yeah.
Is the one that knows all his friends, and he don't want them to slip up.
If he's 50 and you're 20, he's probably married.
Wait, whoa. What does that mean?
That's a 30-year difference.
My parents were 24 years apart.
And your dad wasn't married when he met Dana?
No.
That's nice. Shoots holes in my theory.
Yeah, your very scientific theory you had, sir.
If he calls you from odd locations, like he's at the grocery store or in the car wash line... That means he's only calling you when he's by himself. And he's unavailable, of course, to call or text. If he pays for your dates in cash.
In cash? Well, he doesn't want the paper trail.
Exactly. But that's one that I was like, oh, because I wouldn't think twice about that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be
interesting.
That wouldn't be strange to me.
That's a good one.
But it is a good one.
Well, see, it would be a red flag that, let's say we have like a dinner and some wine and the bill's like... $100 after tip, I'd be like, who carries $100 cash? That'd be a red flag to me.
I'd be like, I'm dating a baller.
Yeah.
A married baller, but a baller nonetheless.
Yeah.
It literally would not have dawned on me if he paid in cash.
Yeah.
Obviously, if he has a tan line or an impression on his ring finger. Mm. I took my ring off, and I mean, you can see I have an indentation.
Why'd you take your ring off?
Because I just used the hand sanitizer.
Oh, I thought you were telling something.
Look at it. Mine's a 7-year.
Oh, you did?
Mine's
yeah.
eight. Yeah. That's the 8 year. You're embedded forever in our
get
lives.
This. I'm 7 years. My finger's itchy.
Ooh, the 7 year itch.
Set you up.
I heard that's not a real thing, though, that if you were going to cheat, you'd cheat in the first 4 years.
Yes, maybe. That's what I've heard, I don't know. Yeah. But I'm in love with my wife. I'm not doing anything.
My dad had an accident, and his ring wouldn't come off. And so, like, the crews were going to snip it off.
What?
And he was like, you're not cutting my wedding ring.
So Dallas, when he started to work out, he just lost a ton of weight. He looks great. He looked great before. But when he started to work out, he would stop wearing his ring when he was working out. And I was like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
So I bought him one of those rubber ones.
You are hilarious.
You are not going to the gym without that thing.
I was like, you have no excuse now, sir.
All right. Why don't you guys get in on this convo? Because I like it. I think it's a great thing to know because there's so many guys. We know firsthand there's so many guys out there that are married, not happy, not divorced, but are on social media and dating.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, they might even be on Match.com. So did you date a married man by accident, and how did you find out? 704-570-9595. You could be anonymous, of course. But if you're someone who started dating a guy and then you found out, or maybe even a girl, a lady, and you found out that they were married,
704-570-9595. Now it's your Loren,
Kiss 95.1. Sabrina sent a tweet to At the MRL Show. Said, hey, with your discussion about how you know the guy you're dating might be married, if he never lets you go back to his place. Did we say that?
Oh, we didn't, but that's so true.
I thought that was a good one.
You've never seen his crib.
Yep. All right, 704-570-9595. How did you find out that someone you were dating was married?
Let's bring in Brooke in Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Brooke. So you dated someone, and then you found out they were married?
Yeah. I didn't intentionally check his phone, but he was in the shower, and it went off, and there was a picture that popped up that said Ron's angel with angel wings and everything, like a big tattoo on her back that she had just randomly sent him.
Ooh.
And so you confronted, did you wait till he got out of the shower to confront him, or did you step right in, like Loren would have done?
I was confused. I didn't even think anything about it. I was just like, oh, whatever. And then, like, a couple months later, found out he was married.
Mm.
Wow.
I don't know why I didn't even put two and two together.
Ooh, I'd have launched that phone into the shower.
But Brooke brings up a good point. See, Brooke, this little article that you read, Loren, is good because Brooke didn't get the warning sign.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another warning sign if you see a weird text.
For sure. But Brooke,
well, I was 19 and he said that he was in his 20s. I'm just going to say he was in his 20s, that he was actually well into his 30s. I had no idea.
And
I was staying at his house.
I was going to ask you, were you at his house or was he at your house?
He had an apartment, but I was staying at his apartment for days at a time. I had no idea.
Mm.
Yeah, he either had a pad or maybe he and his wife were going through a separation or something.
Sure. This is Kristen in Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, so it's not me that was dating a married man. I recently figured out that my brother, who is married, not happily, is cheating. And I confronted on him, and his jaw dropped, and he admitted it.
Does his wife know?
What's that?
Does his wife know?
Well, I don't think so, but the way I figured it out, my mom tells me, your brother hands me this package when he came over for Christmas. I wasn't there. I was out of town. And he said, quick, wrap this up and say it's from you. His wife was in the bathroom. And she goes, what? Why? Why do you want me to do that? I don't want Sarah to know where I got the money for it. So I said, well, what was it, Mom? She said, a bunch of expensive white T-shirts, like $50 a piece. And so I started thinking, gee, the woman that he dated before he got married had daddy's money and bought him all these really extravagant gifts that no one in our, you know, income bracket would buy on a regular basis. And so I said, I think that those T-shirts that you got for Christmas came from daddy's little rich girl, and his jaw dropped.
We see. Thank you, Kristen.
So you just took a shot on it. Yeah.
Either that or Simon Cowell was dating. Doesn't Simon wear white T-shirts?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hello, Anonymous in Salisbury.
Hi. I actually have an incident where I didn't find out they were married, but that she was engaged. We were on a date, and she was constantly in her phone, and it was really aggravating. I'm trying to have dinner. I drove like 2 hours to take her on a date, you know?
And she kept saying, it's my roommate. I told him I was going to be hanging out with him today, and he's wondering where I am. And I'm like, okay, you know, clingy roommate, no big deal. And then we get done with dinner. Then she goes to meet this said roommate at the mall just to give him a heads up. But she tells me to wait in the car. And that's kind of when I had a feeling something was weird.
Yeah,
that's
that strange. Is wait so, in the car.
But what, I mean, right. The nerve.
Yeah.
And so, like, eventually I'm like, I'm going to go in and see. And I see her with the guys, but they're not really holding hands or anything. But I catch her in it. Like, you know, who is that? You know, still thinking that's the roommate. I'm young and dumb, giving her benefit of the doubt here. And so later we go to a nice lake. We're having a good time. And she's like, he's really being persistent. I need to leave. And I've drove that amount of time. And she's like ending it to go be with this roommate. And so I was mad. So I left, you know, and I called my best friend. And she was very upset. So she called her. And a guy picked up. And that's when we found out that was her fiance. And he didn't know about me. And I didn't know about him until that day.
Okay, well, thank you, Anonymous. This is definitely something that happens, for sure.
Let's try Anonymous in Charlotte.
Everybody's story is different, too, which is crazy. Hello.
Hello, Anonymous in Charlotte.
Hi, how's it going?
We're doing well. You're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Yeah, so in college, I was going to this bar, and there was this live band, and it was Tiber Palooza, I think, if anyone knows what that is out in Charlotte. But went saw this live band and ended up hitting it off with the guitar player. And
so now we know the band name and we know the actual instrument the guy played. Yeah. So you might as well just put your name out there and his.
Tiber Palooza is like a music festival thing. So he was in a band and we dated for a bit, if you want to call that dating, I guess. Dated for quite a bit. And then all of a sudden, randomly, he's like, I got to move to Chicago. And I asked him why. He's like, actually, like, this girl that I slept with a long time ago, like, she got pregnant. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was just shocked. And then he just up and left, like, the next day. And so when I checked out his Facebook and did a little bit more digging, found out it wasn't just a random girl. It was his wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long was he married for?
Like 2 years. Mm. And then, yeah, from what I was like digging through. And that was only because there was just one quick post from the wife herself tagging him in it. And that's how I found it. I'm like, oh, this must be, the baby.
Clicking.
And I'm like, and he made it sound like, oh, yeah, I just got her pregnant. Like, she's 3 months. Like, no, she, like, was having the baby that month.
This is crazy. Anonymous, we have 12 lines, and, like, 8 of them are lit up with people on hold that dated married men. It's crazy. All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
No,
and by the way, none of you should feel bad. You had no idea. I mean, it's
no, truly. I was actually very upset. I was, like, devastated. I really liked them. So.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Crazy. I told you at the time that I dated, and when I was in Little Rock, I dated this this girl who was going through a divorce. And they had a kid too. They're like, it's not that easy to, just get a divorce.
Right.
You have to go through the whole thing. And she's like, I just need a place to crash while this is happening. So I brought her to my apartment, and I had just moved out of New Jersey. Like, it was like the first girl I met in Arkansas when I first started doing morning radio.
Yeah.
And she brought everything with her, a fish tank, china.
Wow,
I mean,
you scored. You didn't have to buy any furniture.
My place was plush.
Yeah.
I come home one day and I'm like, the fish tank's gone. I have no utensils. My plates are plastic and not china anymore.
So the house is empty.
She took everything and left like a note, like, sorry, my husband and I are going to work it out. And I was like really crushed.
How long was she with you for?
Probably like almost a year, 8 months.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's a long time to hear someone.
That's devastating to come home to like an empty house.
Yeah.
Be like, we've been robbed.
Yeah.
And I just felt really bad. I felt bad for the guy. And then I was like, there was times too where she didn't spend the night with me. And then I started thinking, I'm like, well, I wonder if she was with him.
Yeah.
Also, I found out, side note, the dude owned a gym in town and was like a bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead. Go on.
So I quickly moved to Tucson right after that. Okay, I have a question, and I think Roy knows the answer to this. No offense, Lorraine. You might know, too, but you and I seem to be kind of out of it when it comes to social media.
We're not woke.
I mean, we don't like Snap. Roy and producer Nicole love Snap.
Oh, I think I already know what you're going to ask him.
About the new app?
Yeah, because I asked him about it, like, a week ago.
I didn't know, and I did research.
Okay, so there's a new app called Vero, and...
Oh, that's a cool way to pronounce it.
How do you say it?
Vero.
Oh, I say Vero, too.
I'd probably do it wrong.
Okay.
I'm Southern, so.
Getting over that point, it's 3 years old, and it's seen a huge rise in popularity. In fact, it seems to have added about 500,000 users in just a few days. It's the most downloaded free app in the Apple Store right now, downloading Insta, Facebook.
That's because it's new.
And
yeah.
Twitter.
And it was trending in the app store.
And make no mistake, they don't have more users than Insta or Facebook. It's not more popular. It's just, for this week, it just got more downloads.
I saw, my brother had posted about it like 2 weeks ago, so I started inquiring about it and I wanted to know what it was. But I think what they did is they basically took all forms of social media and put it in one place.
Is that, okay.
Yeah, it got famous from cosplay, actually.
Cosplay?
Cosplay communities. Mm-hmm. They were big on it.
Like the Renfest people?
Sure.
Yeah, that's cosplay. This says people are suddenly defecting to Vero because experts say it could be people are upset with all the ads and sponsored posts on Instagram, as well as their new non-chronological news feeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking. My buddy Chris, who lives out in California, I was just scrolling through, and he put up a congratulations post to the U.S. curling team. And that happened on Saturday morning.
And you're just seeing
and
it
I'm
now.
Just seeing it now on the timeline, 5 days old.
So that's their whole thing. They're saying that they won't have like algorithms and that kind of stuff. My brother said that it's going to be subscription based after a while.
Yeah, you have
like,
to pay
you'll
for
have to
it.
Pay
that's
for
right. It says once it reaches 1 million users, they're gonna start charging. So do we get it? Should we get on this thing?
Like, am I grandfathered in that I won't have to pay
I don't think
the
so.
1 million?
I bet it's just free for now. Then you have to pay.
I don't want
to
pay
because once
for
you get a million
media.
People, you want to turn that into cash.
I would rather have the ads, honestly.
Yeah.
Then really?
Yeah. Then have to pay for the app.
Nicole, what do you think? Are you on this?
No, I've heard bad things about it, so no.
Hey, so was that on the radio, or
yes.
She just did that in our ears?
No, she. People can hear her.
Okay, because I never know.
Remember yeah. that conversation we
I
had?
No, but I never know. Anymore.
What did
like
you
deja
hear?
Vu.
Can you say what you heard, or you don't want to say?
No, like, just apparently the CEO of the app isn't a good person. Like, he owned another business or something, and it went bankrupt, and he didn't end up paying his employees. So, and it was in a different country, so he left, like, a bunch of people broke and just, like, didn't help him out, just peaced out.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a multi-multi-millionaire, this guy.
Well, screw him.
Okay. I was just curious. Okay, so it's called the Vero app. I might get it.
Download it now.
I might seriously. I might want to try and be one of the ones that gets in before it reaches a million.
Just see what it's all about.
Just because I'm married and live out in the suburbs and don't have that much excitement in my life.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, someone said something online, and it was like a grown man, and he's like, "Well, if I'm on it before my 13-year-old niece," he goes, "then it's probably not going to be popular."
Good point. That is a really, really good point.
You got to get up. Manny, Roy, and Lorette.